Responsive design is one of the foundational pillars of modern web development. Before moving on to more advanced topics such as CSS Grid, it is essential to consolidate the key principles you have been working with throughout this chapter. This summary brings together the most important concepts related to responsive design, CSS3 media queries, and Flexbox, so that you have a clear and complete reference to build on. What is responsive design and why does it matter? Responsive design refers to the approach of building web interfaces that adapt their layout and visual presentation to the screen size, orientation, and resolution of the device being used. Rather than creating separate websites for mobile, tablet, and desktop users, a responsive approach allows a single code base to serve all these contexts appropriately. This approach is not just a technical preference, it is a professional standard. The majority of web traffic today comes from mobile devices, and search engines favor websites that are mobile-friendly. As a full-stack web developer, your ability to produce responsive interfaces is expected at every level of a project. The mobile-first philosophy. One of the most important strategic decisions in responsive design is choosing a starting point. The mobile-first approach means writing your base CSS for small screens first, then progressively adding styles for larger screens using media queries. This is the opposite of the older approach, which started from desktop layouts and then tried to reduce them for mobile. Mobile-first is now the recommended default because it forces you to prioritize content and functionality for the most constrained screen size. It results in cleaner, more maintainable code. It aligns with how browsers load and interpret style sheets, which can have performance benefits. For example, if you write a base style that makes a navigation bar display as a vertical list, then use a media query to switch it to a horizontal row on wider screens, you are following the mobile-first approach correctly. Media queries, the mechanism of adaptation. Media queries are the core CSS3 tool that makes responsive design possible. A media query is a conditional rule written in CSS that applies a block of styles only when certain conditions about the user's device or browser window are met. The most common condition tested is the width of the viewport, which is the visible area of the browser window. The two key operators are min-width, applies styles when the viewport is at least a certain width, used in mobile-first approaches. Max-width, applies styles when the viewport is at most a certain width, used in desktop-first approaches. A concrete example of a mobile-first media query. You write base styles that stack elements vertically. Then you add at media, min-width, 768px. This block only activates when the screen is 768 pixels wide or more, typically covering tablets and desktops. Inside it, you might change a flex container's direction from column to row. Breakpoints are the specific width values at which your layout changes. Common breakpoints used in professional projects are around 480 pixels for small phones, 768 pixels for tablets, and 1024 or 1200 pixels for desktops. However, breakpoints should always be chosen based on your content and design needs, not based on specific device models, because device sizes change constantly. The viewport meta tag. Before media queries can work correctly on mobile devices, you must include the viewport meta tag in the HTML document's head section. Without it, mobile browsers will render the page as if it were a desktop screen and then scale it down, making text tiny and layouts broken. The standard tag looks like this. Metaname equals viewport content equals width equals device width, initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. This instructs the browser to set the viewport width equal to the actual width of the device screen, and to start with no zoom applied. This one line of HTML is mandatory in every responsive project. Flexbox, the layout engine for one-dimensional design. Flexbox, which stands for the Flexible Box Layout Module, is a CSS layout system designed to distribute space and align items inside a container along a single axis, either horizontally, a row, or vertically, a column. It is the tool you have been practicing extensively, and it is at the heart of building responsive components. The key vocabulary to master. Flex container, the parent element on which you apply display, flex. This activates the Flexbox context for all its direct children, flex items, the direct children of the flex container. They become flexible by default. Main axis, the primary direction in which flex items are laid out. It is horizontal when flex direction is set to row, and vertical when set to column. Cross axis, the axis perpendicular to the main axis. The most important flexbox properties and their roles. Flex direction defines the direction of the main axis. Values include row, default, left to right, row reverse, right to left, column, top to bottom, and column reverse, bottom to top. You have practiced using this to reverse the order of elements without changing the HTML structure. Flex wrap, controls whether flex items are forced onto a single line or can wrap onto multiple lines. The value NORAP, default, keeps everything on one line. The value wrap allows items to move to a new line when there is not enough space. This is fundamental for building responsive grids, as you practiced in the Image Gallery workshop. Justify content aligns flex items along the main axis. Common values: flex start, items grouped at the start; flex end, items grouped at the end; center, items centered; space between, equal space between items; none at the edges; space around, equal space around each item; space evenly, equal space between all items including edges. Align items aligns flex items along the cross axis within the current line. Common values: stretch, default, items fill the container height; flex start, flex end, center, baseline. Align content controls the spacing between multiple lines of flex items when flex wrap is active. It has no effect when there is only one line. Gap sets the spacing between flex items, both in rows and columns. It replaces the older approach of using margins on individual items and is now widely supported. Flex grow, a number that defines how much of the remaining space in the container a flex item should take up relative to others. A value of 1 means the item will grow to fill available space equally with other items that also have flex grow. 1. Flex shrink defines how much a flex item will shrink relative to others when there is not enough space. The default value is 1, meaning all items shrink equally. Flex basis sets the initial size of a flex item before the remaining space is distributed. It can be set in pixels, percentages, or auto. The shorthand flex property combines flex grow, flex shrink, and flex basis in one declaration. Writing flex, 1 is equivalent to flex grow, 1, flex shrink, 1, flex basis, 0%. Align self allows an individual flex item to override the align item's value set on the container. Order changes the visual order of a flex item without modifying the HTML source order. Items with a lower order value appear first. Combining flexbox and media queries. The true power of responsive design comes from combining these two tools. A common and professional pattern is to define a flex container that displays items in a column on small screens, and then use a media query to switch to a row layout on larger screens. For example, an about section might stack a photo and a text block vertically on mobile. At 768 pixels and above, a media query activates and the flex direction changes to row, placing the image and text side by side. This is exactly the kind of pattern you implemented in the Adaptive About Section workshop. Another important pattern is using flex wrap together with flex basis to create a naturally responsive grid. By setting each flex item to flex 11250px, you tell the browser that each item should ideally be 250 pixels wide, can grow to fill space, and can shrink, but will wrap to the next line if 250 pixels cannot be accommodated. This creates a fluid, multi-column layout that adapts automatically without needing breakpoints for every possible screen size. Relative units for truly fluid layouts. Responsive design also depends on using the right CSS units. Fixed pixel values do not adapt to screen size. Relative units do. Percentages, percent, size relative to the parent element. M, size relative to the font size of the current element. Rem, size relative to the root, HTML, element's font size. This is the most predictable and recommended unit for typography and spacing. VW and VH, viewport width and viewport height. 1VW equals 1% of the viewport width. These are powerful for creating full-screen sections or fluid typography. Using a combination of relative units and flexbox properties like flexgrow and flexbasis means your layouts adapt smoothly across a wide range of screen sizes, reducing the number of breakpoints you need to write. Practical best practices to remember. Always include the viewport meta tag in every HTML document. Choose the mobile-first approach by default. Write base styles for small screens, then scale up. Use logical, content-driven breakpoints rather than device-specific ones. Prefer gap over margins on flex items for more predictable spacing. Use flex wrap, wrap combined with flex basis to build fluid, wrapping layouts. Test your layouts regularly at multiple screen sizes using the browser's developer tools, which allow you to simulate different device sizes. Avoid hard-coding heights on containers when possible, as fixed heights often break layouts on smaller screens. Use REM for font sizes and spacing to ensure consistency and accessibility. What comes next? You have now solidified your understanding of the foundational tools of responsive design: the mobile-first philosophy, media queries with breakpoints, the viewport meta tag, and the full range of flexbox properties for one-dimensional layouts. You have also practiced combining these tools in real-world components like navigation bars, image galleries, and content sections. The next major step is CSS Grid, which extends your layout capabilities into two dimensions, rows and columns simultaneously. While Flexbox excels at laying out items along a single axis, CSS Grid is designed for structuring entire page layouts with precise control over both horizontal and vertical placement. Together, Flexbox and CSS Grid form the complete modern toolkit for responsive web layout design.